今天在开始、我们进入今天的正道，我们要看犹大书。
All right, I want to thank everyone who's here this morning, whether you're in person or online. We appreciate you taking the time this morning to join us. So this is encouraging for me to see you. And so thank you.
今天我想感谢大家，不论你是在在教堂里边，或者是在线上参加我们，对我都是很大鼓励，看到这么多弟兄姐妹参加。
And the worship team, thank you guys for practicing and leading today. So it was what I needed this morning to gear my heart towards what God has for us.
我们感谢敬拜团带我们带领的敬拜，这是今天早上我所需要的，感谢你提醒我们，真是心向神敞开。
I actually really enjoyed it because yesterday I was here when they were practicing and I was in another room finishing preparation for today. And so I got to listen in, hopefully that was okay. But
是一个真是对我是个莫大的祝福。昨天他们在这练习的时候，我在另一个房间准备今天早上的 sermon, 所以真是感谢神让我能够听到他们的练习。
It's hard for me to pinpoint what my favorite song is, but my favorite song, at least for today, is Worthy as a Lamb, so thank you.
就是很难选择说我最喜欢的敬拜诗歌是哪一首，但是今天的敬拜诗歌我最喜欢的那一篇就是羔羊配得。
All right, well, we're going to be in the book of Jude this morning.
今天我们会看犹大书。
And we are going to start a new series this morning in the book of Jude.
我们今天会就是开始查新的一段经文，是从犹大书开始。
And Jude is not a long book. In fact, there's just one chapter with 25 verses.
Yeah, 犹大书是很短的一本书，一共就是一章，25节。
And it's a book that often, if we're honest, can be a little bit ignored.
在很多查经的时候，这本书经常会被忽略掉。
It's kind of tucked in there, right? The right before Revelation, right as you're ending the Bible.
这个书小小的一本书夹在圣经的后面，在启示录前面。
But like all the books in the Bible, it's a powerful book.
但是这本书是非常非常有力的一本书。
And as I was praying and looking forward to this day and just asking God what he'd like me to start preaching on, just led me to the book of Jude.
当这些天我在祷告，我该就是在讲哪一本书的时候，神的圣灵引导我来选择犹大书。
Really, I was reading Jude, in my own personal devotions time, and God just used it to speak to me, and just realized, like, man, I guess I've never really looked at Jude as I should have.
在我自己的灵修的时间，在我在读经祷告的时候，神带领我读到犹大书，我才意识到我以前没有花很多的精力去研读这本书。
This morning we are only going to be looking at the first four verses of Jude.
今天早上我们会看前四节经文。
But to kind of start the series off, I'd like to read through Jude this morning.
那么我就今天呢，就说用这个时间来开始学习这个犹大书。
For sake of time, I'm just going to read in English because that's the only language I can read in. But and then just please follow along with me. I'd appreciate it.
因为时间关系，那我就用英文来读，然后你们可以跟随，然后用你们的喜欢的语言来读。
I take that back. If I had pinyin, I could read it. It just might not sound very good. So, all right. Let's start in verse 1-25. So follow along in whichever language you would prefer.
来，我们从第一节开始。
Starting in verse 1, it says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God, the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation.Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued a natural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Verse 8, yet in like manner, these people also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones. But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed by all that they, like unreasoning animals, understand instinctively. Woe to them, for they walked in the way of Cain and abandoned themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden reefs at your love feast, as they feast with you without fear. Shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds, swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted. Wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things their ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are grumblers, malcontents, following their own sinful desires. They are loudmouthed, boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage. Verse 17. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt, save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Not to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. So this is a powerful book. I don't know if you were able to follow along the whole way, but this morning we're just going to look at the first four verses.
所以不知道刚才大家有没有跟上读的整个一章，但今天早上我们会聚焦在前四节经文。
So we'd like to do this morning is kind of lay a foundation for the book of Jude.
今天早上我是想就是说我们在为我们研读犹大书的来奠下一个基础。
Right off the back in verse 1, we see who is the author of the book.
我们看第一节，我们知道这本书的作者是谁。
Is a man named Jude, and he gives us a little hint as he puts a self-described title right here.
这里面他自己给出他的名字是犹大。
In verse 1, it says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ.
讲到说，犹大，耶稣基督的仆人。
So this is a man we see that he has humbled himself, he has submitted himself to the lordship of Christ.
他就是谦卑自己，然后称自己为耶稣基督的仆人。
Many agree that maybe even a better translation than servant is slave.
那么这里边的仆人可能更恰当的一个翻译是奴隶。
This is a man who realizes who his master is, who his Lord is.
这个人会很清楚地指出他的主人是谁。
He gives us a little more hint. It says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James.
他还给我们另外一条讲到，他说耶稣基督的仆人，雅各的弟兄。
As I was researching and studying, I saw most Bible scholars believe this is the James that was the one of the leaders of the early church and also the author of the book of James.
我们通过我的查经，很多解经家认为这里边提到的雅各就是雅各书的作者。
What makes this interesting is that James was the half brother of Jesus.
那么这个雅各也是耶稣的同父异母的兄弟。
So most agree that Jude was most likely also a half brother of Jesus.
这里边犹大也是耶稣的同父异母的兄弟。
We know the Bible tells us that his brothers didn't actually believe in him during his earthly ministry.
圣经也告诉我们，当初在耶稣在世的时候，他的弟兄们并不相信他。
In all honesty, they thought their brother was way out there. They thought he was kind of crazy.
他的弟兄们不相信他。
I'll just continue a little bit, so we'll see. Oh, thank you. So, good. And so we see that this Jude here, he just like James, they both introduce themselves here in the book of James and Jude as servants of God.
就像那个雅各在雅各书里边，记载到他是耶稣的弟兄，然后犹大叔也在这样的自己介绍。
They're fully committed followers of Christ now.
他现在是完全是全心跟随耶稣基督。
Where one time they didn't believe, now after Christ's resurrection, they realize like, hey, we were wrong and He was right.
他们曾经不相信，那么当耶稣被钉十字架。复活之后他们认识到耶稣是对的，他们是错的。
It was neat. He could have addressed this or titled this letter as like Jude, the brother of Jesus.
他在这本书里面完全可以说犹大叔犹大是耶稣的弟兄。
You know, he could have done like what we're tempted to do and kind of do some name dropping, right? If we think that it's going to get us a little more authority or influence.
他有的时候可以像我们常人所做的，经常会把一些很有名的人物的名字放在那儿，然后提高我们自己的地位。
Jesus is my brother, so you better listen up.
可能会说，你看，耶稣是我的弟兄，你最好是能够注意听我说的。
No, he says that he's a servant of Jesus Christ.
他没有那样说，而在这里边，他提到自己是耶稣基督的仆人。
In the second half of verse 1 and verse 2, we see who he's writing to.
那么在第一句话的第二部，他讲到他写信的对方的对象是谁。
Don't necessarily know exactly the group or maybe the church that he's writing this letter to.
我们不知道具体的是哪一个教会他写这封信。
We know that he's writing to Christians. We see here in verse 1 and 2, it says, To those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you.
我们知道他这封信是写给基督徒的，是写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱。为基督耶稣保守的人，愿连续平安、慈爱多多的加给你们。
So we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I think we could have a whole sermon just in these first couple verses.
我们可能就是关于这前面这几段经文，我们就可以花很多时间来深入探讨。
He's addressing Christians here, and he describes our standing before God here in these verses.
他这里边写信是写给基督徒，他也很明显的很清楚的写出来我们在。神面前
says as Christians we are called, we are beloved in God, and we are kept for Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，我们是被呼召，我们被神爱，我们被耶稣爱。
Through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have been born again, we have been redeemed, we have been made new.
因为这个福音，我们是重生，我们被重新的更新。
And we see that we are loved by God. God has extended His unconditional, unending love to each of us.
我们被神所爱，神把他没有任何条件的爱给予了我们。
And if that wasn't good enough, He says, "You are kept for Jesus Christ."
就说即使这一切，如果这还不够的话，他说我们已经在耶稣基督里得保守。
Another good word for kept is preserved.
那么这里保守的另外的一个词呢，就是说是完全的保护起来。
Says that God saved you. There was nothing that you could do to save yourself, and there's nothing that you can do to lose that salvation.
神的救恩给了你，那么你自己不能做任何东西来救自己，也你的救恩也不会失去。
And in verse 2, he shows us some of the things that we get to enjoy because of being Christians, of being believers.
在第二节，他讲到了这些我们作为基督徒所非常心里面非常享受的这一些。
In verse 2, he says, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you.
在第二节讲到愿连续平安、慈爱多多的加给你们。
We as Christians get to enjoy God's mercy.
我们作为基督徒，我们享受神的恩典。
His peace, we're no longer warring with God. We can be at peace with God.
他赐的平安，我们从来不会再担心，我们在神里面有平安。
Once again, we get to enjoy His unconditional, unending love.
我们还享受他给我们的那种慈爱，没有任何条件的那些慈爱。
As he gets into verse 3, he gets into the reason for writing this letter.
那么到了第三节，他提到了他写这封信的目的。
Let's read verse 3 together.
我们一起读第三节。
It says, Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
He had a twofold reason to write this letter.
他有两个理由来写这封信。
It was to expose false teachers.
第一呢，就是暴露那些假教师。
And to encourage believers to contend for the faith.
那么另一点呢，就是鼓励信徒们为了真道竭力的争辩。
And this message isn't new to Jude.
这个信息对在犹大书并不是新的。
Actually, Jude is pretty similar to the book of 2 Peter.
那么这犹大书讲的这个非常和彼得后书讲的也非常相近。
As Peter also is warning the recipients of his letter that and there's false teachers that are trying to distort the truth.
在彼得后书里边，彼得提醒的他的会众有那些假先知会出来。
And also, not just Peter, we see even Jesus also is warned. And one example, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
不光是在彼得后书，那么耶稣也曾经提醒我们在马太福音七章十五节。
Matthew 7:15 says, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
在十五节讲到，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
And there's other examples of Paul warning the churches, hey, there are false teachers. There are people who want to distort the truth and lead you away from the truth of God.
使徒保罗也是在使徒行传里面提醒我们，提醒他的门徒们知道有那些假先知会出来，会把教会领偏。
And so Jude, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing this same warning.
那么犹大呢，是在圣灵的带领下写出了同样的警醒的话语。
He actually says this wasn't his original intent. He had wanted to write an encouraging letter. He had wanted to write about their common salvation.
这个可能是这犹大讲的，但不是他原来写这本书的起初的目的。他想写一封非常的充满鼓励的信。
He wanted to write about the salvation that they share as children of God.
他想写他们大家共同拥有的救恩。
But he said, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith.
他这里面讲到，我觉得很有必要，我很有必要给你们写信，让你们一起为真道竭力的争辩。
Have you ever had to have a hard conversation with somebody that you love?
你有没有和你的非常亲近相爱的人有一个非常艰难的对话？
Maybe over the holidays, right?
也许是在这个节假日期间。
You see, I really just wanted to talk to you about this encouraging thing, this mutual thing that we share together.
可能你会说，我可能真的就只想谈这个一个非常充满鼓励，我们大家都知道的一件事。
But he said there's something else that I need to address today.
但这里边他强调，我更重要的，我要提到另一件事。
And so he exposes the false teachers and he encourages the believers to contend for the faith.
所以他这里边要暴露那些假先知来鼓励基督徒们为信仰而战。
This word contend has the idea to struggle or to strive, to anguish.
这里边的这个征战，这个 contend 这个词有那种挣扎征战的意义。
It really gives this idea of like military language.
这里边很像一个在军队里边的用词。
And he is giving them a call to battle.
他这里边给他们一个让开始进入战争的那种行军令。
This is a call to defend the truth.
这里边是呼召所有的基督徒来为真理，要捍卫真理。
This is a call to fight for the faith.
要为真理，要为信仰而战。
But the faith he talks of, the faith is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这里边提到的信仰就是耶稣基督的福音。
The faith is the truth about God in the Bible.
那么这里边的信仰就是在圣经里边告诉我们的真理。
And so as he is encouraging them, pleading with them to contend for the faith,
他鼓励信徒们要为信仰而战。
Right, this is a call for the authority of Scripture.
这里边是以是在圣经经文里边是以一个非常有权威的一个人物的形式来提出的这个征战令。
This is a call for sound doctrine.
这里边也是让提醒大家要有一个非常坚定的一个非常正确的一个教导。
This is a call to stand for the faith and to stand on the faith, to build your life on that, on the truth.
他来提醒，来呼召大家要坚定的在信仰上面来捍卫真理。
Is that we must contend, we must defend, we must stand for what's true.
而且我们要征战，我们要为捍卫真理而战。
This is something we must be active, not passive about.
我们要主动的征战，而不是在那被动的接受。
You know, we know, and I think it goes without saying, that we live in a world and a culture that is constantly trying to redefine truth.
我们在现今时代，我们很多在一个文化的范围下，这个文化范围在不断的重新定义真理是什么。
And they're screaming for tolerance, and they're screaming that all truth is truth.
很多的这种世俗的文化，非常的强调要互相的忍受。所有的他们重新定义这个真理。
And if you think it's true, then it's true.
如果你认为是真的，那就是真的。
You want it to be right, then it's right.
如果你认为这是对的，那就是对的。
And so this is not just an issue we face today, but Jude faced in his day and all throughout the church's history, and we face also.
这个不是说我们现今时代所面对的事，在当初在犹大的时代已经有这样的事。
And that truth is under attack.
真理在被攻击。
You know, God already decided what is truth. It's not our job to decide what is true. It's our job to contend for the faith.
神已经定立真理是什么，这不是定立真理，并不是我们的工作。神是呼召我们要捍卫真理。
Look at what Jude says again in verse 3. Look, pick up in the second half.
我们再看一下犹大在第三节讲的，在第二部分，第三节第二段讲的。
It says, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
在第二段他讲到，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
He said, we've already been given the truth. We've already been given God's word.
这个讲到你已经有了真理。
He said it's once for all. It's been signed, sealed, and delivered.
说这个真理已经一次交付给圣徒。
It's not for us to look through God's word and try to decide, hey, what do we like, what do we not like? He said this is the truth. This is the faith.
我们不应该是从神的话语里面挑来挑去，认为哪些是对的，哪些是不对的，而是说这些真理已经完全的交付给我们。
So we must contend for the faith.
怎么一定要为信仰而战。
You know, there's things that we can disagree on and we can have differences of opinion.
有些事情上我们可能不同意，或者我们有不同的意见。
And there's things even in the Bible that good men and good women, they disagree on and they're good Bible scholars, but they don't completely agree on maybe every single point.
那么在圣经里面也记载一些非常好的基督徒，他们有不同的意见。很多的圣经的学者也有不同的对圣经有不同的解释。
But there's some things that God has made very clear that are not up for negotiation.
但是神已经把那些不可以根本不可以重新解读的那些真理已经清楚地告诉我们。
But our world is constantly attacking.
但是我们这个世代一直在不断地在攻击这个真理。
And there's some things that we must stand on, that we must not waver on.
有这些真理，我们一定要坚持坚守，而不要去有任何的动摇。
We must contend for.
我们一定要为这真理而战。
I'm just going to mention a few. Well, there's many more, but let me just give you a few today.
那今天我呢就列几点，那么这里边这方面有很多的信息。
Says the authority of Scripture is not up for negotiation.
那么圣经的权威是不容置疑的。
The Bible is the inerrant and infallible word of God. We must contend for that.
圣经是神的话语，我们是一定要为这个坚持而战。
There are many who want to undermine the authority of Scripture.
很多人是想挑战圣经的权威。
We must contend for that.
我们一定要为这个捍卫真理而战。
We must contend for that God is God.
我们这里边要非常清楚知道神就是神。
And three persons. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
他是三位一体的神，是父子圣灵，是三位一体的神。
We must not negotiate about the full and eternal deity of Christ.
我们不能够在这上面这个概念上面动摇。
We must not negotiate about the virgin birth and sinless life of Jesus.
我们不能够在这个童女怀孕这件事情上面来动摇。
Are the creation of man and woman made in God's image?
那么神是在人是在神的形象上面造出来的。
Are the sinfulness of all humans and their need for a savior?
是在人的本性是充满了罪恶，是需要救恩。
Are the substitutionary death of Christ for sinners?
那么神的包神的神耶稣基督的生命是为了罪人而死。
Are the bodily resurrection of Christ from the grave?
耶稣基督的复活是真理。
Our salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone.
我们的救恩，我们的救恩是基于神的恩典，是我们基于对神的信心和信念。
Are the eventual return of Christ?
最后耶稣的再来。
I'll give you a couple more. The sanctity of life.
这整个生命的真谛。
The sacredness of marriage as God designed between man and woman.
那么神定义的婚姻的圣洁是一男一女之间的婚姻的圣洁。
There's others we could say, but just to get us thinking, that we need to contend for the faith.
还有很多其他方面，但是我们心里边非常清楚，我们要为信仰而战。
We need to stand for what is right. We need to stand for what is true.
我们要对真理上面要坚定站立。
Remember, as we looked in verse 1 and 2, that Jude is writing to Christians.
我们看第二，我们知道第二节告诉我们，犹大是写给基督徒的这封信。
We must understand that it is the responsibility of every Christian to contend for the faith.
那么是每一个基督徒的责任去为信仰、为真理而战。
It's the responsibility of every Christian to stand for truth.
是每一个基督的义务，要为真理而站立。
It's not just the responsibility of those who have maybe a degree in theology or who are just smart or are well studied. It's all of our responsibility.
为真理而战不仅仅是那些神学家，他们有神学学位的这些神学家的工作，而是每一个基督徒的义务。
We like to pass this off, and not just you, me too. We like to pass it on those off on those who are smarter than us, who are better debaters than us.
我们有的时候会有这个趋向，会把这个交给那些更聪明，更有那种辩论才能的人。
So each of us have a responsibility to contend for the faith.
但是我们每一个基督徒都有这个责任去为真，要捍卫真理。
Not just we have responsibility; it must be a priority for each Christian to.
不光是要为真理而战，而是要把就为信仰而战这件事作为一个优先事项。
Look at verse 3 with me again, the second half.
我们来看这个我们再看第四节。
As I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all signed, sealed, delivered, and delivered to the saints.
是第三节，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真理竭尽争辩。
The faith has been passed down from generation to generation to generation.
这个信仰的真理是从一代一代的传下来。
There are many who have gone before us who have contended for the faith.
在我们之前的先人有很多已经为真理而战。
There are many who have gone before us who have sacrificed everything, humanly speaking, for the faith.
在我们之前的很多人为了真理而失掉了生命。
We don't have to go farther even than just the Bible. We see Jesus was crucified.
我们就看不用看太远，就我们看圣经里边告诉我们，耶稣基督被钉十字架。
In the Bible, we see that his disciples and his followers were tortured and martyred for their faith.
我们看到他的门徒，他的使徒们被折磨，杀掉。
Throughout history, we see of many whose lives were went through havoc and were martyred to contend for the faith.
在历史上有很多的烈士，就是为了真道而殉道的烈士。
But it's not just history. We have brothers and sisters today around our world.
不光是历史上，那么现在的这个情况下，在全世界也有很多的弟兄姐妹在为真道而献身。
Who contend for the faith?
为真理而战。
Who sacrifice much?
他们为了真理而牺牲自己。
We too, we must contend for the faith. We must realize that it's our responsibility. It must be a priority to stand for truth.
对于我们而言，我们要清楚地意识到，为真理、为信仰而战是我们的责任，而且我们要把这个作为一个优先的事项来做。
Not just in our world, but in our own lives and in our own families.
不光是在这个世界上，而是说在我们自己的生命中，在我们自己的家庭中，我们也要这样做。
You must.Make it a purpose to contend for the faith in your life and in your family and make sure you are following the truth.
那么在我们的生命中，在你自己的生命中，你的家庭中，要刻意的把这个为信仰而战作为一个目的。
You know, it's easy to just rely on others. It's easy to just maybe go to church or go to fellowship, and those are good things. They're just hope that your kids are going to get the truth.
我们就是仅仅是说去教会去。团契，然后把这个事情交给别人，我们仅仅去参与，希望孩子们有一天自己能够明白。
We must contend for the truth in our lives and in our families.
我们必须在我们的在我们自己的生活中，在我们的家庭中，我们要为信仰而战。
We care for our children well. We provide everything they need, but are we making sure that they know the truth?
我们要不仅仅是要。照顾好我们的孩子们，照顾好他们起居的一切。更重要的时候，我们是要让他们明白真理是什么。
We can't force them to believe it. We can't force them to follow it, but we can give it to them.
我们不能够强迫他们去接受、去跟随，但是我们可以做到，是我们把真理给他们。
So we must contend.
我们必须要征战。
We must stand for truth.
我们必须要为真理而战。
We must prepare for battle.
我们必须要准备参与这个战争。
Jude says, I really wanted to write an encouraging letter to you, but he's like, this is what's needed today.
这个犹大想到说，我是本意是想写一个非常充满鼓励的话语给你们，但是我今天就是不得不这样不写这个最重要的一件事。
I feel like I can relate to Jude because even today, this week as I was preparing, I was like, I'd rather just have an encouraging message about Thanksgiving or something.
所以我感觉上我是非常明白这个犹大的心理，在准备这篇经文的时候，我心里原来的想法也是，想写一些关于感恩的一个非常充满鼓励的这样的一篇讲道。
But as God was leading me through this and really showing me truth in this, I realized, you know what, I need this. I need to contend for the faith. I need to make this personal.
神带领我深读这篇经文，让我知道提醒我在我的生命中。我也要为真理而战。
So he says, contend for the faith.
为信仰而战。
And this is, we understand, as we mentioned, that in our culture, truth is under attack.
我们明白在我们现在的这世俗的文化中，真理是在不断的被攻击。
And every day we're hearing like more new and bizarre things than we heard the day before.
我们今天，我在每一天的新闻中会听到更多的非常非常奇怪的事情。
But the reason that Jude is writing this letter is not just because of what's happening outside the church or outside in culture. He's writing because of what's happening in the church.
犹大写这封信不是说是写在世界上发生什么事情，而他写给是信写这些基督徒们是在教会里边发生的事。
We understand that our culture is going to reject God.
我们知道这个世俗的文化是拒绝神。
We understand that culture is going to undermine the authority of Scripture.
我们知道世俗的文化是要不要承认这个圣经的权威性。
But Jude says, I have to warn you because this is happening in the church. You got to open your eyes. You got to be paying attention.
但这里跟犹大讲到说，我要提醒你们，这些事情是正在教会里边发生。
Look at what Jude says in verse 4.
那么我们看这个犹大这个第四节犹大讲的。
says we need to contend for the faith because verse 4, for certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only master and Lord Jesus Christ.
因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩典啊，变成放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰，我们的主耶稣基督。
Says that they have crept in unnoticed.
就讲到他们偷偷的进来。
You know, when we think about that truth is under attack in our culture, it's maybe a little easier to spot.
那我们讲到这个世俗的文化会。来变曲解扭曲这个真理。
You know, it's easy to spot if you're in a war and you're a soldier. It's easy to spot the enemy if they're wearing a uniform and they're carrying a flag.
那就像战争中，那么你可能很容易能够看清楚谁是你的敌人，因为他们可能穿的不同的衣服，带着的不同的兵器和不同的旗帜。
But in a time of war, it's much harder to notice or detect a spy or a traitor or a terrorist amongst you.
但是真正的战争中，非常的，你可能在自己内部的那些间谍或内部的敌人，你是很难分辨出来的。
Why? Because just as Jude describes the people in verse 4, they crept in. They look like you. They act like you. They say just about the right things.
就像在第四节，犹大讲到这些人偷偷的进来。他们和你看上去是一样的，他们说的话甚至都是很一样的。
They said they have different motives, though.
但是他们有不同的目的。
They're trying to lead people away from God.
他们的目的是要把神的子民带得远离神。
And just in case you're thinking this, I'm not thinking of anybody specifically in AACCC. So
我想解释一下，我并不是指在我们。
And praise the Lord, I don't know of anybody, so.
感谢神，我在我们教会，我不知道有这样的人。
When we think about the church, not just our church, but globally, we think about Christianity or evangelicalism, we realize that there are many who are trying to lead people astray.
我们看到这个教会，从一个广义的角度来看，看整个的基督教的教会，基督徒教会，我们看到有一些人是目的是要把基督徒带偏的。
Who sound pretty good? They look good. They say just about the right things.
他们看上去真是很好。他们说的也都是听上去很对的事情，讲的好像也都是对的东西。
But their motives are much different.
但是他们的目标，他们的动机是完全不同的。
These aren't people that are just misinformed or misunderstood.
这些人并不是说他们信息不准，他们可能是
The reason these false teachers are so dangerous is because they know what they're doing.
这是我们提醒一点，这些假教师为什么他们是非常危险的，就是因为他们的目标很明确，他们自己很清楚自己在做什么。
Theological word that's used to describe them is apostate.
他们这里边就是我们一个很清楚词讲，就是他们真是一个假冒的。
And this means the fallen away, or they're fallen away.
也就是说，就是要沦落的这些。
Again, this doesn't just mean that they're misinformed or they're misunderstood.
不是说他们是信息不准，或者是他们
These people who Jude's talking about, and Paul, and Jesus, and Peter.
在这里边，犹大，和彼得，和耶稣和马太，他们提到的这些，还有保罗提到的这些假教师。
They are people who know the truth.But they willingly and eagerly reject the truth and try to get others to follow.
这些人是他们心里边很清楚真理是什么，但是他们是非常的积极的，是引领大家去偏离，就远离这个真理。
They know the truth, but they reject the truth.
他们知道真理，但是他们拒绝真理。
Unlike maybe in our culture where people really believe the lie that they're following.There's people in our culture who want to know truth, but they're not receiving truth.
在我们在世俗文化中，很多人是想知道真理，但是他们没有听到真理。
But these false teachers, they know it, but they've rejected it.
但这些假教师是他们知道真理，但是他们拒绝真理。
I like what Adrian Rogers said about these people.
那么 Adrian Rogers 曾经对这样这些人是这样讲到。
He said, they received the truth, they rejected the truth, they ridiculed the truth, and then they attempt to replace the truth.
在 Adrian Rogers 他讲到，这些人呢，他们是接受了，他们是听到接受了真理，但他们拒绝了真理，而且嘲笑真理，最后的目的是要更换这个真理。
Once again, they say almost the right things.
这些人呢，他们说的话听上去好像都是对的。
But the more you pay attention, or maybe the more you read their books, or watch, find them on YouTube.
但是更深刻的听他们讲的道，看读他们的书，或者看他们的讲道，在 YouTube 上看他们的讲道。
Start to catch and realize that they say, you know, God's word is God's word, and it's good. Most of it. There's a few things, you know.
你会听到那种小的地方讲说，神的话，神的话大部分都是对的。
They can get us to undermine the authority of Scripture in our life.
他们的目标其实是在把这个真正的是要动摇这个圣经的权威。
If Satan can get us to undermine God's authority, then there's a lot Satan can tempt us to do.
那么这个撒旦可能是从这一点就让我们对圣经的权威性进行动摇。那么在其他的信仰的方面，他就会把我们就说和我们征战，把我们带偏。
We live in a world that wants to be inclusive. So, you know, Jesus was good. He was a good man. He was a really good man. But, you know, it doesn't really matter if he's God. It doesn't change anything. It changes everything.
那么在我们的文化中，很多时候要多多的包容。但是我们看耶稣是神，这个事实是最根本的。
And I'm sure you can think of examples of things that you've heard.
我相信大家都会有一些你们听到的一些例子。
And so as Christians, we must contend for the faith.
那么作为基督徒，我们必须要为信仰而战。
We must be on guard.
我们必须要非常要全副武装。
We must prepare for battle.
我们必须要准备好征战。
We can't be passive.
我们不能被动的。
We must contend for the faith in our life and in our families' lives.
我们必须要在我们自己的生命中和我们家庭的生活中为信仰而战。
If we don't pass truth on to those who come behind us, other people are going to pass something on to them.
如果我们不把这真理，传下去，那么别人就会，会进来来曲解这一切。
So we must contend for it. And once again, these people aren't just misunderstood; they're actually good at heart.
这些人呢，并不是说他们误解，或者是说他们信息不对，而是说他们的心里面的目标是完全不同的。
Let's look and see how Jude describes these guys.
我们可以来看一下犹大是怎样描述这些人。
It says, for certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation. God has already spoke a lot about the judgment that they will face, and we see this later in Jude.
这个犹大提到这些人偷偷的进来，就是自古被定刑罚的。
And so we'll save that for another sermon to look into that more.
就我们可能以后会专门用一段讲道来讲这个。
But he says this about these people that we may be tempted to feel that, hey, they're pretty nice guys, they're pretty nice girls. Says they're ungodly people.
那么犹大提醒我们说，这些人看上去表面上看上去哎很好的人，他们都是看上去都是跟我们差不多。
They're ungodly, godless people. They live with no reverence or worship to God.
他们的生命中对神没有敬畏，也不为神去。
They live as if there is no God.
他们的生命中好像没有神的存在。
Says they not only the ungodly people, says they pervert the grace of our God into sensuality.
不敬虔的人，而且他们会扭曲神的恩典。
They pervert God's grace. They do whatever they want. They live immoral, selfish lifestyles, and they say, you know, God's grace can forgive it.
他们会说 ，OK， 他们就想随着自己的己欲做任何的事情，或会声称说神的恩典会饶恕他们。
They live the way that they want to live, not as God wants them to live.
他们过的生过的生命过的生活，并不是神所让他们过的。
Maybe even most important, if there is a level of importance, is and did they deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ?
他们在生命中来拒绝真正的生命的主宰，就是耶稣基督。
Says they've crept in unnoticed.
他们就偷偷的溜进来。
Jude is pointing out they've taken up positions of authority.
而且他们这些人会会真是会掌握一定的权势。
They try to tell you how you should live and what you should believe, but in reality, they deny Christ.
他告诉你哦，你们应该相信什么，你们该怎样去生活，但是事实上是他们自己本身是拒绝耶稣基督的。
But they don't even follow the truth.
他们自己本身都不跟随着真理。
And so we must contend for the faith.
所以我们一定要为信仰，为我们的真理而战。
We must stand for truth.
我们必须是为真理而坚定的站立。
We must stand on God's word.
我们必须要坚定的站立在神的话语之上。
We must build our life on what God says, not what we say or how we feel.
我们要建立我们的生活是要根据神的话语，而不是说根据我们怎样想，我们感觉怎样。
We must contend for the faith.
我们必须为信仰而战。
I'm going to give you four practical things to help us contend for the faith as we close here.
那么在结束的时候，我再提醒大家，怎么样去真正的去做到为真理而战。
If we are to contend for the faith, we must know the truth.
那么我们要真正的为真理而战，我们首先第一要知道真理。
If we're going to defend it, we're going to contend for it, we need to know what we believe.
我们要真的要为真理而战，我们只要知道我们真理是什么。
Must know the truth. We need to get in God's word.
要知道真理，要真的是深入的研读神的话语。
Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
在诗篇119:105讲到，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
We need to get in God's word. We need to study God's word.
我们必须要深入的学习神的话语。
We need to spend time in prayer with the Lord.
我们花时间去在神的面前来祷告。
We need to be committed to a local church.
我们必须要对我们的教会要委身。
We need to grow in our fellowships.
我们在我们的团体中，我们来继续的成长。
We need to ask questions when we don't know. It's okay to ask questions.
我们在不清楚的时候问问题。
Must contend for the faith.We're going to contend when we need to know the truth.
为真理而战，那么这个前提之一就是我们要知道真理是什么。
Also, if we are going to contend for the faith, we not only need to know the truth, we need to live the truth.
那么为真理而战，不仅仅知道真理，而且要活出真理。
You know, it's one thing to say what you believe, or to say what you stand on, but do we live on that?
那么说你相信真理，相信真理是一回事，但你在生命中活出真理是另外一回事。
Prove what you believe by how you live.
那么证明你的信仰，那么怎么样去证明呢？就是在你生命中的点点滴滴中活出来。
It's easy to be complacent and apathetic in our faith.
那么在我们而且在我们的信仰中，有的时候会进入一个自己满足、自我满足、自我满足的状态。
But Jude.This message, this is not a call. This is not a call for apathy. This is a call to contend.
那么这里边，犹大给我们的招呼是，不是让我们在里边，自高自满，而是让我们为信仰而战。
You must contend for the faith.
那么你一定要为真理而战。
It'd be nice if we could just have Pastor just contend for us and take the whole burden on his shoulders. That'd be okay, right, Pastor?
我们想可能是，也许对我们来说最容易。那么把这征战的事情交给牧师，让牧师来为真理而征战。
We need to contend. We need to live the truth.
而这里边讲到说，我们要为真理而征战，我们要活出真理。
Truth should compel us to action.
那么真理一定会让我们激励我们，激励我们能够活出来，激励我们进入行动。
You know, it's one thing to know how we should live, or to know what God wants, but are we doing it?
那么知道是一回事情，那么真的是怎样的去活出来、做出来是另外一回事。
You know, it's even a couple examples. It's one thing to say that I believe in the sanctity of life. I know that's truth. I know all are made in the image of God, but are we living that practically?
那么就是我们会说啊，我们知道生命的神圣，这是一回事情。那么我们生命中是怎样活出来呢？
Are we supporting and helping those who are trying to preserve that life?
我们会不会支持那些为了真是为了救这些生命，这些人呢？
You may sit today and say, you know, I believe in God's design for marriage, and I can't believe our society is getting worse and worse and worse.
你可能会说，我相信神对婚姻的设计。我是说，你可以说，我真的是没法理解这个世俗会，会这样的曲解。
You know, we need to know truth and stand for truth, but if we're going to live that out, then as husbands and as wives, then we need to love each other as Christ loved the church.
那么我们要知道真理，我们要活出真理。那么作为夫妻，我们真是要神像神爱我们那样，我们要彼此相爱。
We need to know the truth, but we need to live it. We need to live it out.
我们知道真理，我们要活出真理来。
Number three, we need to share the truth.
那么下一点更重要的就是说，我们要分享这个真理。
In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus gives us the Great Commission.
在马太福音二十八章给我们这个大使命。
We need to share the truth with others.
让我们和其他的人来分享这个真理。
You know, it's easy to complain and get frustrated that it seems like the world is so anti-truth, right?
我们就是在这个生活中，好像是一切都是和真理作对，那么很容易就可能是会很受挫。
We need to stop complaining about how they don't believe in truth and start sharing the truth with them.
我们应该就是停止去来抱怨他们别人不接受，就是不接受真理，我们要主动去分享真理。
Just like contending for the faith, that's all of our responsibility.
就是说我们要一直在分享这个真理，我们然后这是我们每个人的责任。
I'm going to read a few verses from Romans chapter 13, or Romans chapter 10.
我们再读一下这个罗马书第十章。
In verse 13, it says, For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Verse 15, And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, The Lord who has believed what he has heard from us. Verse 17, So faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ.
罗马书十章的第十三节到十七节，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美！只是人没有都听从福音，因为以赛亚说：“主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？”可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
There's people that need to hear the truth, and we look and we say, "Man, I can't believe our society and our culture. I just believe whatever is thrown at them." But are we sharing the truth with them?
那么我们知道人们需要这个真理，我们可能会抱怨说这个世俗上这些人怎么会做这样的事情，会听这些话。但是我们有没有想到，我们有没有去分享真理？
Faith comes from hearing the word of God. Are they hearing the word of God from us?
那么真正的这个信仰是从听到神的话开始。那么听到这信仰这个话要从我们传扬神的话开始。
At our home, at our work, at our school.
在我们家，在我们工作岗位，在我们学校。
And then the last, we need to know the truth, live the truth, share the truth, and defend the truth.
那么我们知道真理，活出真理，分享真理，那么还要捍卫真理。
This doesn't mean that we're harsh and hateful.
我们这里并不是指我们就是说和人对人非常的非常尖利。
And that we scream at everyone who doesn't agree with us.
我们和任何所有人和我们不同意见的人一直在争吵。
You know, there are false teachers that are pretty dangerous and we're warned about it. Maybe we need to point them out and avoid them.
我们知道有些真是假教师是非常危险的，我们应该做的也许是指出他们。提醒会众。
Most of the people around us who are not living the truth, because they don't know the truth.
那么很多人在我们周围的人，他们没有在真理中，是因为他们还不知道真理。
We're not going to take the time to read all these verses it's time to close. But the Bible gives us a lot of direction of how we should talk to people.
我们下面呢，就是我们圣经给我们很多一些怎样去和人分享真理的一些。一些建议，我们这里面就不一一去读。
Even we'll see in a later sermon, but Jude even addresses this at the end of the book that there's people who have been influenced by these false teachers, and you need to reach them. You need to have mercy on them.
我们知道是在犹大书的后面谈到有些人， 对被这些假的先知的这些假教师的教导所迷惑，我们这个时候我们就要去帮助他们。
So in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says we need to speak the truth in love.
在以弗所书，保罗讲到我们要讲真理，然后充满要有爱心去讲真理。
We don't have to choose between truth or love; it's both.
我们不是在选择真理和爱之间，而是两项要都有。
So this week, I want to challenge us. I want to challenge myself to contend for the faith.
所以这星期我要挑战我自己，也挑战大家，要为真理而战。
What area may you need to work on this week in contending for the faith? Maybe it's knowing the truth, or is it living the truth?
这星期，那么你该做为真理而战做什么吗？也许是要知道真理啊，活出真理。
Or is it sharing the truth or defending the truth?
啊，也许是分享真理来捍卫真理。
Contend for the faith.
那么为信仰而战。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, thank you, God, for being so good to us. Thank you for your love and your patience with us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们的慈爱，感谢你为我们充满了真实忍耐，为我们充满了耐心。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
Lord, we thank you that we have the truth.
感谢你，我们有真理。
You are truth.
你是真理。
Lord, help us to contend for the faith today.
帮助我们今天我们为信仰而战。
Lord, we ask that we would be your light in our community.
神啊，我们求你保守，让我们成为我们的社区的亮光。
Maybe even most importantly in our own homes.
也许是最重要的一点，是我们成为我们家里面的亮光。
Oh, we ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们耶稣基督的名祷告。